not living there, I don't know the extent of how much this has penetrated the electorate and you know, how familiar people are with the issue. But I will tell you, there is nothing worse for a judge running for retention than to be perceived as soft on crime. I've examined nearly all of the defeats and near defeats of judges that have ever happened since retention elections started being used. And some of the biggest defeats in any of the retention states have been in situations where a judge was accused of being lenient in a criminal case and the case becomes highly publicized, or where there's a pattern of sentencing that suggests the judge is being too lenient on convicted criminals. It's not common, but when it happens, the voter reaction can be substantial. Just because a very emotional criminal case like this one, it can capture people's attention and get a very visceral reaction. And it can even overwhelm the sort of more nuanced considerations about whether or not, you know, the judge did the right thing and, you know, whether or not it's fair to criticize him for what happened in the case. Certainly the Schneider case has reached a level of publicity that could very well get him defeated. And the fact that he doesn't have much of a cushion to begin with because the approval rates tend to be so low in his district, it puts him at significant risk. There's no question.
What about other judges that might be up for retention in that district on the same ballot? Are they also in danger of having lower approval rates because they're lumped in with perhaps Judge Corey?
No, typically that doesn't happen. Typically, if there's a controversy over one judge, voters are pretty successful at targeting the judge and not the others. You do see situations where there's kind of a scorched earth vote against all of the judges on a ballot. But that tends to be in situations where there's more of a general anti-incumbent vote that's happening in that election season, or when there's sort of a just general anger at the court system. In a situation like this where you have one judge in a controversy, no, I wouldn't expect there to be any kind of a rollover punishment or sort of spillover punishment to other judges on that ballot.